handing over of the Donostia Award to a director there who doesn't need to be presented, and he's an old friend of the festival as well. Four times he's competed in the official section. He has won scriptwriter for Akiseki and the Audience Award twice. It's great. We love it. Love every time he comes amongst us. And I think he likes to come to San Sebastian as well. You know who he is? Hirokazu Koreeda. So let's have a chat with him. And then we will talk, if you think, first of all, about him and his career. And then in the second part, let's talk about the film that he's presenting here in San Sebastian, Shoplifters, who won the Palma d'Oro in Cannes. So therefore, it's great that he receives his Donosti Award here. And Sam, we'll have the presence here of the actor of the film who will come along as well. So let's therefore start with questions for Mr. Koreeda. Do you have any questions? Questions over here. First here, please. Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for your award. I would like to know, in your career, whether you've addressed the directing, perhaps the possibility of directing a film, of a feature film, a horror film like Takashimi, something really crazy. Have you ever thought about making films like that?
Thank you very much. で、監督はいつか、ホラー映画の長編を撮ろうと思ったことあるんですか。例えば、三池崇史監督のようにもうかなり狂ったホラー映画。
いきなりすごい質問から。
Una pregunta tremenda.
What a tremendous question.
そうですね。まずは、もうこの映画祭に。来始めて20年になって、今回このような賞をいただけたことを本当に嬉しく思っております。
Well, first of all, I must say that I've been coming to this film festival for 20 years, and I'm very happy that on this occasion I'm being given an award.
普通に認知されていることが多いんですけれども、自分としては、いろんなジャンルのものにチャレンジしたいなという気持ちがあって、その中にはホラー映画じゃないかもしれないですけども、こう人間ではないものをめぐる話を、撮りたいなという気持ちもあります。
I'm aware that I've got the image of being a director of family dramas. I've made many family dramas, but I would like to try to film other genres. I'm not too sure which would be horror right now, but I'm sure one day I'd like to do something with a character that's not a human character.
命を持って心を持つという話なので、結果的には人間を考えるようなストーリーになると思うんですけど、まだちょっとでも実現するには時間がかかるかもしれませんが、ちょっと待ってください。
But not human, but at least it should have feelings like the human beings having it, because at the end of the day, the stories that we imagine, we are also human, have that limitation. I don't want to say anything yet. Wait for the next one.
Sí, tenemos aquí otra pregunta.
Yes, we have another question here, on the third row.
まあ、今回万引き家族でこの映画祭で、是枝監督の上映される作品が、10作目ということを伺ったんですけれど、20年前からお越しになっているということで、今回この、正直まだそれほどお年を召してない段階で生涯功労賞のような賞を受け取るということをどう思われているかということ、あとまたこのサン・セバスチャン映画祭に対するどういう意味合いが監督にこれまであったのか、愛着のようなものが伺えればというのが一つで、もう一つはすみません、次 の映画の作品をしても恐縮なんですけれども、今度はフランスで、フランスや国際的に活躍する、俳優の方々と映画を撮られるということで、なぜそういう選択を今回されたのか、この次の作品というのは監督のキャリアにとってまたすごく新たな要素をもたらすものなのかどうかを伺えれば幸いです。
Bueno, pregunta.
Well, the question Is it the director's been coming here since 1998? He's come on 10 occasions, but he asks him, what does it mean, this festival mean to you? What relationship do you maintain with this festival? And he's also asking him about his next project that's going to be filmed in France with the participation of actors who have a great presence in the international cinema world.
ちょうど半分ぐらいかなと思ってたので 障害功労賞をこのタイミングでもらうと残りの半分をどうしようっていう気持ちもなくはないんですけども、なのでちょっと早いんじゃないかなという気持ちもありながら、でもまあそれだけこの映画祭とはつながりが深いですし、20年という歴史がありますし、再この評価をしていただいたんだなと、キャリアに対して、とても
The award I'm going to receive today, understand it's an award to all my career, so therefore I consider I'm only halfway there and it's too early to receive this award, but I hope to make many more films, and albeit having said this, my relationship with this film has lasted for many years. I think it's a way of recognizing the continuous relationship we've held up until now, and I'm very thankful for it.
この映画祭が本当に好きで 呼ばれると必ず来てる。ここのところだから毎年のように来ていてですね。で、スタッフも一度来たキャストもまたあそこに行きたいってすごくみんな口々に言ってくれるんですよね。だからなんか最近はこの映画祭に来るために映画を撮っているっていう順番が逆になってるぐらい、なんか映画を撮ると必ずここに呼んでいただいて、今回も スタッフとキャストと来てますけども、とてもいい監督と映画祭の関係を築けているなというふうに思ってます。これだけ継続して関係がずっと続くのは。The
truth is, I love this city very much and this festival as well. As of late, I'm called every time I make a new film, and now it's back. I make films now to come to San Sebastian and not vice versa. So therefore, the relationship, you can't see it in any other type of film festival. The truth is, I'm very glad, not only myself, but all of the members of my team, the actors who work with me, if they come once, they want to return again.
まして、もう来月にはクランクインをするんで、今回も日本からではなくてパリからここへはやってきてるんですけど、スタートは本当にこういう映画祭とか自分の公開のキャンペーンで訪れた先で出会った、ジュリエット・ビノシューさんとかカトリーヌ・ドノブさんとか、そういう方たちとのこうやり取りの中で何か一緒にできないかというオファーをいただいて、じゃあチャレンジしてみようかなという形のスタートなので、本当に役者さんの側からこう声掛けをいただいた期待にこう応えて今プロジェクトがスタートしてるっていう、非常に毎日新鮮な日々を送ってます。楽しいです。
As regards to my next film that's going to be filmed in France, I'm already preparing it. We start to shoot in October, and this was a project that started precisely thanks to the fact that I go to many international film festivals and I meet a lot of people who make me offers or offer collaboration with me. It's a new experience and I confront it with a lot of illusion, and I think that everything is going to be quite new to me. I hope I make the grade and to make with these actors who I'm going to work with. First of all, congratulations for the award. I'm a great fan of yours and admirer of yours, and I'm glad you're here. The family relations are recurrent in all of your films, and what marvels me is how you deal with the issue of sensitivity and children. My question is related to that. How is it to work with young children actors and who are not adults? And I imagine it's a bit more complicated. How do you manage to do it so well and it looks so natural? Thank you.
ながらその子に合ったやり方、その子に合った言葉を、演出の方法を探していくっていう作業を毎回やる。だから根気よく待つことも大事ですし、忍耐力ですかね。
Por supuesto que
of course there's no not one single way of working with children because we choose them in all auditions and all children are very different. You've got to look very carefully at how they can each child can put up how.The capacity to concentrate, to remember their lines. And the secret, I would say, when working with children in films is in patience. You've got to be very patient with them. Yes, let's invite the actor, Lily Franklin, the actor of Cordedas Films, is present and the protagonist in Shoplifters. Let's welcome him here, by the way.
非常に何だろうね、子供と一緒に遊んでくれる、すごく子供がリリーさんにはこう気を許すので、そういうところをずるく監督としては使わせていただいてですね、半ば子供の演出はリリーさんに任すっていうようなことも今回の映画なんかではしています。
I think that when we work with children actors it's also very important to find an adult actor who canMaintain a close relationship with them and play with them. Lily, who, for example, is here with us today. The truth is, he got along very well with these children, and quite often he saved a lot of these sequences with them because they got along very well.
冬で寒い時期だったので、子供を抱きしめてると暖かいんで、だからいつも僕は子供を抱きしめてたら自然に子供が懐いてきたんで、ラッキーです。
Well, we shot in winter and it was very cold, so therefore, if you hug the children, you got warm, and the kids did as well. They felt my warmth, so therefore, I think that was a great ingredient in order to be able to receive those natural portrayals of the characters. Hi, congratulations for the award. It's more than deserved.My question is related to your scripts. Your scripts, yeah, we're all marveled by your sensitivity. What do you inspire on when you write your screenplays or your scripts? What's the idea? How do those ideas emerge?
けれども監督の脚本ではいつもすごい、繊細なすごいセンシティブなところがあると思うんですが、その映画一つ一つの発想の時にどこでヒントを与えるんですか。
ヒント、
うん、どこからヒントが与えられてるんですか。
いろんなヒントをもらいながら映画は作りますけども、今回の企画の、最初にいくつかのアイデアがあって、その中の一つは実際に大阪の方だったですけども、こう家族で万引きをしていて逮捕されて、裁判が始まったっていうニュースがあって、なぜ逮捕されたかっていうと、その親子が釣り竿だけは売らずに家に残していて、そこからこう発覚するっていう事件だったんですけど、そのニュースに触れた時に盗んだ釣り竿で親子が、こう釣りをしているっていう、その絵がまず浮かんで、そういうシーンを描いてみようと思ったのがスタートだったんですけども、そういうこう映画を作り始める前にあるいくつかのアイデアに加えて、やはり今回のような映画だと撮りながら役者さんを見ながら、どんどんどんどんまたシーンが変化していく、新しくシーンが生まれていくっていうプロセスがあって、その役者からもらうヒント、アイデアというのがやはり一番映画を豊かにするなというふうには思ってます。
Well, it all depends upon each film. What specifically in this case, this was a piece of news that appeared in the newspapers in Japan upon a family in Osaka who had been arrested for stealing in stores. and shoplifting in store, and they sold what they stole. But what drew my attention, they discovered in their house a fishing line that they hadn't sold in their house when it was registered. And see, the society sees these types of families and they confront these types of situations could be used. But then once we started to shoot the film, as of the reaction of the actors and suggestions that they made, I added new things. But in general, all the films, I always try to add as of what the actors tell me at a given moment.
すいません、もう、じゃあ、もう一回質問します。次回作家の海外の役者さんと、取られるということで、例えば言語障壁とか、日本人であることで、まあ、仕事が難しくなったりとかっていうことがあると思うんですが、映画人として、映画界で働かれる方として、日本人であることのメリット、デメリットっていうことで、何かお考えになってることはありますか？
Working with international actors in his his next film, and he, as a Japanese filmmaker, does he feel there's any benefit or anything that may hinder working in films, the fact that you're Japanese, whether that's hindered you or helped you?
違いを超えて今共同作業を進めているので、 それは初めての経験なんですけれども、 日本人であることのメリット、デメリットのようなものを感じながら作ってるわけでは全くないですね。むしろその言語の違いとか文化の違いを超えて、どういう映画を撮りたいかというもの、その思いが共有できていれば、そのような障壁は超えて一緒に映画が作れるなというふうに今は期待を持ってますけども、言語や文 使ってる言語とか背景にある文化が同じでも、作りたいと思ってる映画が共有できないときには決していい映画ではできないと思いますし、そこは超えられる部分だと、同じ価値観を共有していれば超えられるものだと思ってます。
Well, the truth is that we're working together between the two, both countries, so of course we're working with different languages, and this is an additional challenge. But personally, when making films, I've never addressed whether it benefits or harms in being Japanese. I think that when you make a film between different people from different countries, the important thing is to share the vision of what you want to make more than sharing a language, because quite often, even between people from the same language, between Japanese people, if you've not got the same idea of what you want to make at the end you're going to have more difficulties than doing it with people that have different languages but they have the same vision in mind.
親子が川の字で寝るっていうその描写があったと思うんですけど、川の字で寝るって日本、僕らにとっては幸せの象徴ですけど、 そういう描写が今回の脚本の中にあった時に、そのフランスの方が読んだ時に、なぜこの子は一人で寝ないのかっていう、必ずしもというか決してその親子が川の字で寝るということが幸せの象徴ではないというようなことにこう直面するのね。それが結構面白いね。じゃあどういう形でこの家族を寝かせるのかっていうところからちょっと組み立て直さなくちゃいけないから、そういうところはこう 一つ一つのシーンの中で受け取られ方が随分違うんだなということは。It
is true that there's a certain type of certain scenes that are very Japanese and that you only can manage if you speak Japanese, for example, in this film. three people in the family dream writing the ideogram of the river. If you don't know the Japanese ideograms, you don't know. And foreign abroad, they say, why doesn't he sleep on his own? Or whether this way of sleeping means happiness in some way. These types of representations, you can't do them when you see a film abroad. And from that perspective, I think that's a very interesting difference between films. And then perhaps talking about collaboration with actors, would be interesting that both of them could tell us how they work together, because they've collaborated, if I'm not mistaken, in five films that they've made together. And how has this collaboration over many years? What complicity has been set up between you?
もう5 回ぐらい一緒に仕事されたと思うんですけれども、そのまあ監督俳優のお二人の関係はどういうふうに変わってきたのか。
でも小林さん最初にお会いしたのはもっと前で、本当に最初の小林さんが映画を撮ったよ時期ぐらいだったんですけど、僕は小林さんの映画のファンで、だから今でも最初に20年前に会った時とかもそうだけど、会うと照れくさくて今でもなんかもじもじするのは、まあ今でも変わってないかもしれない。
Well, I worked for the first time with Koreeda almost 20 years ago, one of his first films. And from, I must say that I'm just as nervous when I work with him now as like on the first day I went on set that many years back.
ね。なんか俺たちが今ここでモジモジしてると変な関係だった
と思う。
I think you can see because of the atmosphere that we have between us.
別に何かこう、それはお芝居に関してもそうですし、おそらく日々生きていて感じている何か、あこういうことはしないとか、こういうとこはこういうことは恥ずかしいなとかっていう部分が多分かなり共有できているなという印象を持っているので、なんかこう。その信頼感はありますね、ベースで。
Well, I think that basically what's changed is the confidence and a relationship of trust between us. Sometimes you don't need to ask him anything to know that he doesn't want to do this or he doesn't feel comfortable there or here. No, it's a relation, it's a trust relationship, basically.
うまいのかというのは正直よくわからないですけど、もう僕がこのシーンで子供からどういう表情を引き出したいと思ってるのかというのはリリーさんは多分 100% 分かった上でこう画面の中に存在してくれているという、それも本当に安心感がありますね。
じゃあ三つ目のセ
プ I myself I don't know why Lily is so good working with kids, but I think to a certain extent he knows the expression they want to achieve from these kids and he manages to get them from them.
呼んでくれた理由は、是枝さんはとにかくせこい男をやらせたらリリーさんが一番うまいんだって褒めてくれました。
I think that the reason which the director asked me to work in this film is because he was saying that I was unequalable when portraying miserless characters.Well, I would like to explain this a bit better. I think that Lily is also a great actor when he portrays villains, but I think that what he likes very much is to do little evils and little petty things, such as the case of the role he plays here, the character he plays in this film.
されてないので、来年のサンセバスチャンは僕プライベートで来ます。
ぜひ。
What happens is in the next film that he's going to make in France, I'm not going to participate in it, so I'll have to come to San Sebastian on my own. Yes, I would like to ask Mr. Correa, I think that you've done something very beautiful, which is to get rid of borders and frontier borders with your films. Do you think when you deal with, like for example, protecting children and childhood, and there's no East or West vis-a-vis feelings, we are all more equal. That's what I'm trying to say.
けども監督の映画はまあ国境なしの映画と言えると思うんですが、どの国でもあのまあ共通点があって、で特にそのまあ子どもの保護ですとか虐待ですとか家族とか、もう東洋も西洋もなくどこでも見れると思うんですけど、もう監督もそう思いますか。
ですね、ただ何かそういうこうインターナショナルなテーマを求めて作ってるわけではなくて、それもきっかけはですね、スティルウォーキングという歩いても歩いてもという映画をここで上映させていただいたときに、お客さんと映画祭の関係者があの画面に映ってる母親は俺の母親だ、なんで俺の母親のことを知ってるんだって何人にも言われたんですね。で僕はいやいやあれは僕の母親なんですっていう話をしましたけども、その自分にとって非常に切実でリアルなモチーフなり人物なりをこう掘り下げていけば、それがそのまま普遍性を持つというような経験を作品を通してしまして、あ、なんかそのバンコク共通のテーマをというようなものをこう 外に探すのではなくて、今の時代を時間をきちんと一人の人間として生きて感じて、その強さを持ったモチーフを作品にしていけば、これはどこの国でも伝わるのだなというのを実感を持ったので、それからは広さをというよりは強さを意識しながら作ってます。
Well, it's not that I intentionally make films about international things or things that can be understood throughout the world, but what happens is when Still Walking was projected in 2008 and talking with people from the audience and then the festival, many people would say to meWell, the mother who comes in this film does the same things that my mother, or it's very same as my mother. How is this possible? And he said, no, she looks like my mother. And he realized there were a series of common issues in all the different countries. And for this, we didn't need to find them intentionally, but it was enough for one to reflect what he feels much closer, so more intimate, in order for it to be understood for everyone, by everyone. Well,We'll be glad to keep talking with Mr. Cordeda and with Lily Frankly, but they've got work to do, and they've got to Mr. Cordeda has to receive his Donosti Award. So therefore, all we've got to do is to thank him very much, Arigato, and say farewell with a big round of applause.